The three-year-old nation of South Sudan is facing a crisis, actually a few crises. Fighting between rival internal factions that began last December has killed thousands of people. The fighting has also displaced some 1.3 million South Sudanese. Many now face the risk of famine in coming months, and there's a new cholera outbreak. Nancy Lindborg was recently in South Sudan. Lindborg is USAID's Assistant Administrator for Democracy, Conflict, and Humanitarian Assistance. Ms. Lindborg, first tell us, when were you there and what was the situation like on the ground?
Thanks, Aaron. I was in Juba and a little bit north in Bor in South Sudan about a month or so ago, and had a chance to talk with a number of people who had been displaced by the violence, many of whom are living in very crowded conditions, huddled for protection in the UN compounds, which we're very concerned about as the rains come will be partly underwater. This is one of the reasons that we're watching very closely the possibility of cholera outbreaks that you mentioned, because the sanitation is very poor.
The U.S. recently pledged $300 million in humanitarian aid to South Sudan. That sounds like an awful lot of money. Is that enough?
That is nowhere near enough. We pledged that as part of an international conference that was held in Norway. At the end of the conference, there was $600 million raised, but much more is needed. I mean, you mentioned the number of people who've been displaced, Aaron, and that's as if everybody in Boston plus one friend had to flee their houses, many of whom left urban areas to go into very remote, hard-to-reach rural areas. And also, almost 500,000 of those people had to go into flood-prone areas. And now as the rains come, they're trapped.
Nancy, explain what $600 million goes to buy.
It's food. It's seeds so that there's some hope of getting a crop in. It's urgent medical assistance to stave off things like cholera.
Nancy Lindborg, this is the inevitable question. Why do we need to spend this amount of money? Why do we need a stable South Sudan? Why is it in the U.S. interest?
You know, South Sudan is the world's newest nation, and we, the United States, have been closely supportive of the people of South Sudan for almost 20 years as they fought a war for independence. South Sudan has the potential to very much take care of itself with agriculture, with oil revenues. What you have right now are leaders who are choosing their own political gain over the welfare of their people.
But why is it important that this country is stable? I appreciate it's a good thing. But as far as American interest goes, what is the American interest? Is it oil? Is it something else?
The interest is, if you look across the globe, when you have failed states that are actively in conflict, you have a greater potential for all of the concerns that arise with ungoverned space, whether it's extremist elements or disease flows across borders. There's very much a security interest in having stability around the world. And it also matters from a moral perspective. It matters to all of us that children in South Sudan are at risk of famine. We talk about 1 million people who are at risk of famine. That's like more than the population of San Francisco at risk of starving to death.
As you know, one of the problems often with these humanitarian endeavors is that money is pledged, but it's pretty hard to actually get out there and use. Are you confident that these hundreds of millions of dollars will get to the people who need it?
I'm very confident. Having visited out there, we are working with UN and NGO partners who are very, very experienced. The challenge is making sure that those avenues remain possible, that we have the ability to use rivers, roads, and the airways. And for that, we need both sides to this conflict to continue to allow that to happen. We have the first barge going next week because the river has been closed due to fighting. So we're hopeful that there's additional access now that will enable us to get out to these difficult areas.
Nancy Lindborg is with USAID. She recently returned from a trip to South Sudan. Nancy, thank you so much.
Great. Thank you, Aaron.